It's really good for us to understand at this point that the centre of the universe is a cross. The law of the universe is sacrifice of our self-life. Not just the sacrifice of Jesus, but the sacrifice of our lives too, which we must make as we follow in his footsteps, the footsteps of the Messiah. From that time on, many turn back. Self-sacrifice is the law and foundation on which the universe is built. It's the pathway to authority, power and rulership. Here 2 Timothy 2:11 and 12. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Disciples are those who understand the way of the cross. The cross is not something to wear around your neck as a decoration. It's an instrument of death. Being suspended on it is a slow and exceedingly painful death. Without the cross, there is no crown. Sorry, folks, there it is. I didn't invent this stuff, remember? And it doesn't compute with the natural mind, but then it isn't meant to. The Sermon on the Mount can only be lived from a life that is supernatural, above the natural. It can only be lived by grace through faith and the enabling work of the Holy Spirit. We're learning to live from the inside out, from our spirit to our soul and last of all our bodies. It's not about feelings, what you do or do not want, having things your way. You can kiss all those goodbye. This is his kingdom coming in your life. You kept asking for it, remember? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Some of us have added the parenthesis, if it accords with mine. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Tuck me in my little wooden bed. Sergeant Major, be a mother to me, the old song. There's no place for chocolate soldiers here, those who melt at the first sign of heat. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death, someone said. I think it's Solomon in his wisdom book, Proverbs. But in Jesus' understanding, death precedes life. Beryl, you're making this too hard. I am making it very hard, deliberately, because if you really desire to follow him all the way and become a disciple, you will come on the basis that you've counted the cost and agreed to pay the man when he asks. We do well to remember that we give him in a time of peace what he asks for in a time of war. When we're having a warm fuzzy, we'll give him anything. When we're hemmed in on all sides and he says, now would be a good time, I'll have that now. Think of Abraham. We find, as Paul puts it in Romans 7:21, the message, I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and I just, when I least expect it, they take charge. Here they come, our old friends, rebellion, resentment and independence. That'll be it.